This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain is working on a package of military support and economic aid for Ukraine as the threat of a Russian invasion grows, a government spokesperson said Sunday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson will make a trip to Europe later this week to build support to end the standoff with Russia. Although there were no details of where Johnson would visit, his office said he wanted to engage more with Nordic and Baltic countries. Senior U.S. officials Sunday said they could not confirm reports that U.S. intelligence indicates Russia is planning to invade Ukraine Wednesday, but said they would try to prevent any surprise attack by sharing what they knew of Russia's plans. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan repeated a Russian invasion could begin any day, and U.S. President Joe Biden has said he will support Ukraine after any invasion. President Biden briefed Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky about his hour-long phone conversation with Russia's Vladimir Putin. For his part, Zelensky Sunday invited President Biden to visit Kyiv to show Washington's support in the face of a feared Russian invasion. The presidency quoted Zelensky as telling Mr. Biden in a phone call earlier Sunday that he's convinced the visit, quote, would be a powerful signal and help stabilize the situation, end quote. Fearing an invasion of Ukraine by Russia, many countries are urging their citizens to leave and are cutting back their diplomatic staff. Among the countries that have called on their nationals to leave Ukraine are the United States, Germany, Italy, Britain, Ireland, Belgium, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Canada, Norway, Estonia, Lithuania, Bulgaria, Slovenia, Australia, Japan, Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. From Washington, this is VOA News. A Canadian mayor Sunday declared the standoff on a key U.S. border bridge over after police moved in and arrested protesters. But the trucker-led movement against COVID-19 restrictions remained defiantly mobilized in the capital, Ottawa, and elsewhere. A heavy contingent of officers backed by armored vehicles made their way to demonstration near Windsor, Ontario, to clear the Ambassador Bridge, a major border crossing to the U.S. city of Detroit, Michigan. Police took forceful action Sunday, placing bridge protesters in handcuffs, towing vehicles, and reclaiming clogged lanes, saying on Twitter that, quote, there will be zero tolerance for illegal activity, end quote. Greek farmers, taking a page from the Canadian Truckers Protest Handbook, say they are determined to shut down all the country's major highways to protest rising energy costs. At a gathering in central Greece, they decided Sunday to demand a meeting with Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis. Greek farmers have already been blocking a major road to the northwest for about 10 days. Sunday, they spilled milk on the road as part of their protest. As all of Europe faces rising energy costs, Greek farmers demand subsidies to reduce their fuel costs and an end to the electricity price adjustment cost. Greece has among the highest taxes on fuel in the 27-nation European Union. Officials from the Court of Arbitration for Sports departed a hotel in Beijing, China, Sunday after examining an appeal to have figure skater Kamila Valieva excluded from the women's competition. Her games hang in the balance after it emerged that she tested positive before the Olympics for a banned substance. Valieva testified by video at the hearing, which will decide if the 15-year-old Russian star can still compete at the Beijing Olympics. The CAS director general said a decision will be announced Monday afternoon. The decision is due just over 24 hours ahead of Valieva's scheduled next Olympic event, the women's individual competition, where she will be the strong favorite if, in fact, she is cleared to compete. Repeating our top story, Britain is working on a package of military support and economic aid for Ukraine as the threat of a Russian invasion grows, this according to a government spokesperson Sunday. For more on these and other stories of the day, visit us at voanews.com via remote. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.